the Northwest in particular was very badly hit. And those numbers now, right at this moment, we have 85,000 people without power in the wider Northwest area. But when you look at more closely at that, Sligo and Leitrim are upwards of 17,000, 18,000 customers. And South Donegal is looking at around 6,000 customers without supply. So quite a significant impact. And the amount of work we have to do over the next few days is as much and more than what we've done in the last while. And it takes as much to get 10 customers back, you know, at this stage as it did to take, you know, 10,000 customers over the last few days. So I suppose if there's any good news in this, we currently have, I think it's 40 or 50, it's actually 50 UK National Grid network technicians supplementing all our ESB personnel and all our internal contractors. And we are also about to deploy tomorrow in Carrick-in-Shannon and Sligo areas 40 personnel from EDF in France, and we are expecting Austrian, Dutch and Finnish crews in the coming days. And of course, when our colleagues down south and the southeast too, who, you know, they had a severe storm as well, just not as bad as here, when they have cleaned up their areas and they're making good progress, we expect a significant redeployment towards the end of this week, which will be coming to the Northwest. Look, as always, we'd ask people to be patient, to keep an eye for fallen wires, and I suppose the one other thing is, look, keep an eye on the power check for your estimated restoration time. And look, to be honest, it is our best estimate. We're doing our best to keep it updated, but it's really, really difficult to keep it 100% or anything like 50% accurate. But we're doing our best to keep those figures reasonably accurate. So that's where we're at the moment. We have a lot of work ahead of us.
Just as it relates to that power check map, obviously, as you say, you are doing your best, but it's not always quite accurate. Some people locally are getting estimates of the 5th of February. Not to give people false hope, but that might not necessarily be the case when all is said and done. Like, power could be restored quicker than that, all depending on those extra crews mobilised, as you've mentioned.
Absolutely. And look, we have to be absolutely frank. There will be some people who will be quite late in the game, but we really do hope and expect to get people on sooner than that. We have to go after the bigger numbers first. So if you're associated with a larger office, that's where the resources have to be concentrated, because we get more people back for the resources we have. But quite correct, as we bring the crews in from French crews, the Dutch, the Austrians, and hopefully for the first time ever, the Finnish, they should really help us speed up the restoration times.